Thanks for listening to Ace on the House on Podcast One.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night! And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, the most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight, this is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy, it's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us, we don't do interviews, we do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill, we drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week, as long as you're having fun as our guest. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
Well, hot basketball hoops and jock talk.
Jock talk. Some squeaky floors. It's all about repairing everybody's
door
lives.
Sweeps.
You know,
stairs. How patios. Do we
know? You're some good design ideas on your hardscape and garden ideas.
Little singing at the end. First, I'll tell you about JB Weld, proud sponsor of Ace on the House, epoxy adhesive brand used by pros and DIYers, trusted for 50 years, and it's available at jbweld.com. And everywhere, O'Reilly and Lowe's and AutoZone. You go to jbweld.com. JB Weld, world's strongest bond.
This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. A choice, but to get on. Mandate.
People have to get it on with mandates.
That is Stromer over there. This is Ace on the House.
Yeah.
Stromer got a bad nut.
I got a bad one. I took a handful of nuts and I got one that was bad and I said to myself, that tastes like fish. Something's seriously gone wrong. It must be something that Maddie sprinkled in there with this
How
you know,
dare you?
This backdoorin.
You leave me out of this.
I think I had people surprised to hear this. I brought up on the air once.
What?
But nuts go rancid.
They do. I think I got. That's what I got. A rancid one.
Yeah. They get the oil goes weird.
So what is it? What happens to me? Am I going to have explosive dia?
Yeah, man.
How soon? Can I get through the show without it? Maybe.
I'm not sure. We'll see. We'll see about literally your
you know,
intestinal
with new,
fortitude.
Well, that new shortened colon of mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's
oh,
gonna,
that's right.
You know, it comes out faster.
So what are you working on, Stromer?
Well, just fighting with my client about money. That's always fun.
Mm, doesn't want to pay the
He
big.
Doesn't understand that, you know, daddy's got to run his business.
Yeah. Which client? The video wall client?
Yes, sir, of course.
Well, you know, everything has just gone up. And I don't know how labor is for you. Is it hard to find? They're talking
well,
about...
Well, it's not... It's hard... Here's what's happening. My guys are moving on to another job for a couple of months because I'm going to be out of town with my kid playing basketball all summer,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So once they go and I have to restaff, it's going to be challenging because they're trained up, they're great at what they do, and now I got to find new guys to train for 2 years and then they ultimately screw me.
How is it?
The good guys always go and screw you.
In this 2 month basketball odyssey / folly.
It's a 1 month.
You.
Well, it's about 3.5 weeks.
Where do you go?
Well, he's playing on this circuit called the EYBL with a Nike team that Russell Westbrook funds called Why Not. So we go, there are sessions for that. And, you know, when you're playing in these tournaments, it's like all the college coaches in these viewing periods are sitting around at each court just staring at you.
Mm-hmm.
So the pressure's on.
Are you moving around the country? Or
we're going to go on? First to – there's one in Las Vegas, and then there's one in South Carolina. And that's for 2 weeks. That's called Peach Jam. That's the culmination of the whole thing. And all the teams from all the Nike teams show up. So there are circuits of Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour, right? Mm-hmm. So you pick one that you think will serve you best. And then most of the colleges then want you to go to a Nike-sponsored school if you start in the Nike program.
Let me tell you something. Basketball is big business.
Big business.
It's big business. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It's a business.
And you know what I got? The advice I got the other day? If you can play defense and shoot, there's $50 million waiting for you.
Really?
And I was like, well, isn't that kind of true of it?
It's called basketball business. It's right in the name. How tall is your son?
6'7" point guard.
Wow.
40-inch vertical.
40-inch vertical.
Crazy.
He could probably dunk with one hand.
He can dunk with his buttocks if he wants.
Wow.
His head's up at the rim, over the 40
rim. 40-inch vertical.
Yeah, 39. Yeah.
Can he get his head over the rim?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
they
He's trains with a guy, and they do all these crazy, you know, it's all hamstrings, hips, and glute. Mm. It's not thighs.
So this is not a pipe dream.
I wouldn't be doing this unless, you know, this kid is really good. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how, because I certainly don't have any of these skills. I think he's inherited his mother's penis and his father's vagina.
Stromer, he's got D1 offers already, right?
He does, yeah.
Multiple offers. He's going to big-time basketball schools, Ace.
Yeah, we're watching him play now, but he looks a little younger.
That's when he's a kid, yeah. He's only in seventh grade there.
Wow, he's pulling up, draining threes. This is a big deal.
Yeah. And now he's about ready to start this junior year of high school. So
wow. Oh, he's still in his junior year.
He's a sophomore now. He'll be a junior coming up.
6'7".
6'7", junior, about ready to go do his thing. But that, you know,
he's not done growing.
No, God, no.
I mean,
He's a little kid. He's got those weird, like, man legs and then this creepy little torso with long, wacky arms that has no hair on it.
You go and, I don't know what the doctors say, but if you're 6'7 going into your junior year, you got to be looking at 6'9 and a half.
I think they said 6'8, 6'9, yeah. Yeah. But the thing that's ironic or that's interesting about him is that he's just like really athletic for a white dude.
Yeah.
Like he's got a really fast first step.
He's dunking that ball in eighth grade?
That was eighth, but now it's a whole other thing.
It's crazy.
Good shooter. Yeah.
Well, my son will be able to keep his stats. Nobody's business. Now, I don't know if he needs his jock carried
do is drive people around and pick up food and like try and manage emotions, you know, because if you have a bad game, you freak out. But and admittedly, it's hard as a parent to watch these guys go into this pressure cooker because it's really intense, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's a business.
It is. That's what I hear.
You know, they used to say that kid couldn't carry my jock, but I feel like that kid should carry my jock.
He should carry
as a better
insult. That's exactly right.
Because if you can't do it, then bullet dodge.
That right?
And what kid can't carry? Matt, you're not athletic, but you could carry my
jock.
Don't
you dare talk about Matt that way.
Well,
look at him.
He could carry my jock,
yes,
is what
could.
I'm saying.
I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah. All right. Well, enough hot basketball
talk.
Yeah,
that's right, hot.
Let's talk to Rich, 37, from Chicago.
How's it going, fellas?
Yeah.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah, congratulations. Welcome.
Thank you. And Stromer, I'm not far from your neck of the woods. I'm actually out in Deerfield, so I was living in the city for the last 15 years.
You ever know a guy named John Sweeney that played football at Deerfield High School?
You know, going to be honest, I actually went to Stevenson, so it's a neighboring high school, I'll ask my buddy who grew up here.
Yeah, no, he was good, man. He was one of those good guys that you were like, wow, this guy's going to be a pro someday.
Sonny could carry his jock?
Hell yeah, he could.
Oh, man.
Do stats on him, too.
Do
double jocks.
And jocks. Yeah, what do you got, Rich?
So I got these. I moved into a house that has double doors in the front, and there's about a 5/8-inch gap between the jamb and the door. I'm getting all sorts of air and water in. So I ended up screwing in some sweeps on both of them, but they still don't seem to be doing the trick. And I had a few people come out and take a look and had all sorts of suggestions from pull the doors out. And these are these huge oak doors.
Hold on. You said 5/8 between the door and the jamb, but you mean the threshold, the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay,
sorry.
So not the jamb. Okay, keep going.
And so, we took a look at that plate that's below it. That there actually was a sweep in the door that dropped down, but the mechanism broke, and so the sweep wouldn't come down. So I'm basically just at a loss. I've been trying to, I've been getting all sorts of different pitches about what to do. And, one guy wants to reset everything, and the concrete is sort of pitched a little bit in towards the house, which is, could be causing the issue. But I know you're a door guy. So
I'm a door guy.
Yeah, you're
a
door master. Well, you're a threshold master is what
you're.
Door
threshold.
Yeah.
That's right. What is the threshold right now?
It's this metal plate that I screwed in, and there's a metal at the bottom too. So it's kind of like an L-shaped sweep, I guess, that I put
right.
in there.
Hold on a second. I don't want to know about the sweep. What is the threshold like at the bottom of the door when you open the doors? Is it wood, oak, metal?
Oh, yeah. It's metal.
It's a metal threshold.
Yep.
It's not a high-quality home, I'm guessing.
But I don't know. I mean, the people that I talked with, the builder who lives in the development, he said, yeah, these aren't the original doors. The previous owner put in these custom-made doors, and I tried to get in touch with the previous owner, and they, ghosted me. So I can't figure out.
Yeah.
So wait, is the threshold that's metal just a T threshold that's making tile and wood like transition? Is that what your threshold is now?
It's exterior.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So the guy put in a new set of doors because I was thinking, why do these doors have a 5/8 gap under them? So you can see 5/8 worth of daylight underneath that door when there's no sweep, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And did you put the kind of sweep on that's L-shaped, or did you put the kind of sweep on that's just a flat surface mount?
I did the L-shaped. Originally, I tried to get a U-shape, and I measured the door to be about 3/4 inch thick. And when I got the item, I could not slide it around there, so I just went with the L-shaped. And
hold on. The door's not 3/4 inch thick. It's 1 3/4 inch thick.
1 3/4 inch.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. The fuck I have to tell everyone everything
all
the time?
Well, I mean, that's
my
job.
What
you do. That's what you do here.
Yeah, okay. That's the thickness of an exterior door. All right.
And we are talking about only an exterior door. Are there any interior doors that you're referring to or not?
No.
Okay.
Just right. Exterior. That was one other suggestion someone said, to put storm doors in front of it. I don't know how. I don't even know how that would work.
Well, look, you got 5/8 worth of gap to make up.
Yep.
5/8 is a little on the thick side when it comes to the sweep, but it should be doable. I mean, the rubber part of the sweep kind of bulges out about 3/8.
And does your threshold on the floor side of it have the rubberized gasket, the bulbous thing, or not?
No, it doesn't. And that was another component of your doors.
Okay, so the way to put a sweep on is to close the doors and then take your sweep and slide it in. The sweep screw holes will have a little groove.
Yeah, maybe it can go up and down.
Yeah. Maybe about 3/8 worth of up and down.
Right.
Tend to put the screw in the middle of the groove because it'll give you a little up and it'll give you a little down.
And also maybe look at it from the front of the house in and then from inside of the house out and see, is it a mistake to put it from the, at the front door on the outside, or is it better to put an interior one that slides across the flooring inside, and that might be a better seal?
Door opens in?
Yes, it opens in. And then the other part that why I went with inside going out was that the floors, I suspect that there had been water damage at some point, but the gap definitely narrows a bit as it gets closer towards the middle of the doors.
Yeah.
So the widest point is 5'8". There's a, you know, probably a little bit smaller as you get towards the middle.
All right. Well, what I would do is I would get a sweep that's L-shaped, mm-hmm. not U-shaped. I would shut the doors. I would latch the doors. I would shut the deadbolt. I'd get the doors all buttoned up.
Yeah.
And then I would go to the outside, and I would mount the sweep so that it was just barely making contact with the threshold, whatever the however much it changed. Use a pilot hole, small bit.
And to your point, a lot for that groove that can slide up and down, so you have plenty of play.
Put that screw in the middle.
Yeah.
And then,
are you going to, wait, are you going double sweep, indoor, outdoor sweep?
No, I'd do the exterior one. I would, I would get it in place, snug it up.
Yeah.
Then try the door. See how the action was. Make sure you can still move the sweep up 3/16 or down 3/16 if you need to. Mm-hmm. And that should do it. I mean, that should cover the 5/8.
Okay.
Sweeps.
Right. I'll be honest. I hadn't thought much about attacking it from the outside initially because I couldn't get a feel for how much wiggle room I had in the when the door closed. But
shut the doors. Do it from the outside. Okay. And when you cut the sweep, you may have to cut the sweep to length.
Yeah, use a grinder with a metal cutting blade or a jigsaw. Yep.
And wheel on it. And also make sure the sweep has the little rubber in the bottom, and it'll slide around a little bit. What you don't want to do is have it slid in an eighth and then cut the whole thing off. Slide it so an eighth is hanging over.
Yeah,
the side you're not covering. Give you a little extra.
And then mess around with cutting.
And then sometimes you can take a nail set and turn the sweep over and punch it down once just to catch the rubber sweep so it doesn't slide out.
To hold it in place.
Doesn't slide around.
And then is it exposed to the elements or is there an overhang at the front door?
There's an overhang.
Okay.
So, yeah, you want the one that Adam said. That's the best choice.
All right. Yep. You got it. Let's talk to Dylan, 31, from Minnesota. Dylan?
Hey, Stromer, get it on.
Hi, guy.
Yeah.
Hey, guy. Hey, yeah, I was calling. I have a front walkway, like front steps that are concrete, and there's a chunk missing that, over time, we have a lot of snow out here and everything. It had broken off, and there's a piece missing and a big crack. And I was wondering how to fill that and if that's going to look different. I was looking up some concrete paints, but there's mixed reviews to kind of like paint the whole thing to make it look uniform.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Well, it's going to look different when you patch it. So that much we know. And if you want to do the concrete paint, then it won't look different. But, you know, you're in Minnesota, you're going to have to paint it, you know, once a year or something like that. But that's not that big a deal. I like concrete paint. So I'd go with your initial impulse. I would patch it, and then I would paint it.
Yeah, because then it unifies everything, and the texture is the only thing that'll be slightly different, won't be as noticeable as the different cement tones if you don't do it, I think.
Yeah.
Sure. What about if I'm patched, so the piece that's broken off is like one of the steps, so it's on the corner, and how do I get, I'm trying to think of how I could get something in there.
You got to form
it. New material that I put in, how do I get it to like something for it to grab onto?
You have to clean the area real well.
Wire brush.
Yeah. If you have enough room, you could put in a couple of posts, sort of like a dentist would be for a crown.
For a crown, right.
You know what I mean? Like you could take some very small Tapcon screws and put a couple of them in there.
Yeah, good idea.
Maybe even take some wire and then go back and forth to one.
And obviously leave them out, you know, an inch or whatever is below the surface of your final product.
It probably doesn't have that much room. How much room do you have, Dylan?
An inch might be pushing it, but it's probably from the stuff that's missing to where the corner would be, maybe, you know, 3/4 of an inch, but I didn't think of the tapcons, sinking a couple of those in and using that almost like, yeah, like you said, a post. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's why they call me Ace.
And don't forget to pre-drill it before you put those screws in with a concrete, a masonry bit.
Yeah, the tapcon kit will come with the bit.
Yeah, that's right.
Get some thin ones.
Hopefully you have a hammer drill.
Bought one last year. I bought a Milwaukee hammer drill with
perfect.
A handle.
Yeah.
Nice.
I bought to use as an ice auger, if I can be any more Minnesotan.
Oh, that's great. Man.
That's good stuff.
Got an alcoholic on our hands.
Yeah, we do.
So the
red nose alcoholic.
And like I said, you could put a couple of those in and even run some wire in between them to create a little bit of a, I don't know, kind of
like mini rebar. It's like a mini rebar.
Yeah,
scheme.
Like the screen they put down in a slab.
And then how you want to form that corner? What would you suggest?
I would just vertically put something up there. And then you may even want to get like a corner cement trowel, the kind of curved cement trowel to kind of finish, because it probably has a round edge on it, right, Dylan?
Yep.
Okay.
And you know the secret.
That's why I know everything.
Secret to messing with cement, let it really set up almost to where it's dry, then take the form off, then get your rounded trowel to start forming. Don't let it be too wet, otherwise it'll lose its shape.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me tell you about Roman. Squeaky floors, clogged sinks, finicky engines, doors with gaps up to 5/8 underneath them. Well, when things break, you fix them. But what about, let me put you on hold. What about the bedroom? Go to GetRoman.com/ACE and do it now for free online evaluation for ongoing ED care from the comfort and privacy of your own home. U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it's sent to you free with 2-day shipping. Get started. It's simple. You go to GetRoman.com/ACE, complete an online visit, take care of your ED without leaving your home with Roman, right, Matt?
That's right. Go to GetRoman.com/ACE now, and you'll get $15 off your first month. It's really time to take care of your ED. And remember, get started today, and you'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/ACE.
All right. Someone's trying to figure out hand railing. We've got hardwood floors squeaking. I'll do hand railing with Yuri. Then we'll go to Kyle in Walnut Creek. Yuri, San Francisco, California.
Hi, guy. So I have an attic, just finished it, and I have an opening about 36 inches by 6 feet. Mm-hmm. And the railing, I want to put a railing. The stairs are pretty steep, and I have a latch, like a door that's coming down, 3/4 inch plywood. That's covering the attic so I can close it off when it gets cold. But I want the railing to go through the door, and I'm trying to figure out how I can keep that railing there and have the door operable.
Hmm.
But it's not the pull-down attic staircase that unfolds, right? It's permanent stairs.
Yeah, they're permanent stairs.
Okay.
There's like, you know.
And you're
regular.
You want to do a plywood kind of hatch kind of thing, or you want to do like a door?
Like a hatch.
Uh-huh.
Like you're coming out of the bottom of a boat or something. Like you push the hatch up.
Yeah.
But then the railing's in the way.
But what if you don't run the railing through into the attic? Can you get away with it just being from the garage floor up to the opening? Or do you need a railing up on top?
So it's steep enough where I feel like I need the railing on top.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I'm thinking a notch in the door.
No.
That is just kind of like...
Yeah, the hatch door.
Yeah,
I think I may have a solution.
Go ahead.
It's vexing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture this in my mind's eye.
Yeah.
Now, it comes down, it's going to hit the railings. The railing's going to be in the way.
Right.
I think you need to break it up into two pieces. I think you need to have a mini hatch flap on the railing side that flops down and goes like 6 inches, and then the main flap that comes and joins it.
Oh, the old double hatch.
The old double hatch.
Double hatch. How dare you?
Yeah, piano hinged, maybe. Double hatch. What do you think, Yuri?
I could do that. So,
wait, are you talking double hatch like clasp as well?
Possibly.
Put a clasp on the one
possibly
to hold it so it doesn't pinch Yuri's fingers? Because we know he's probably a classical pianist with
name
the name Yuri.
Yeah.
Right? Or some sort of a guy that can bend spoons. Am I right?
Yeah, Yuri Geller.
Yeah.
What do you got, Yuri? What do you think?
I guess I could work it. So just like a little, like a double door on it, like a second.
Well, here's the whole thing. The one hatch is going to swing down. It's going to hit the railing. But once you get to the floor, you're clear. You just got to clear the railing. So what I'm saying is do a, let's just say the hatch is 3 foot across.
Yeah.
Make the main hatch 30 inches. Make the other small hatch 6 inches.
So it's almost like
inches,
a barn door.
So it's kind of barn door.
Yes.
Dory. What do you think, Yuri?
I kind of like that.
All right. I think you can do it.
Yeah.
Good luck financing the plywood.
It's about $8,000 in plywood for that opening.
You got to get a second mortgage to get that sheet of CDX.
I actually saved two pieces of plywood because I was like, oh, my God, there's plywood. I can't let it go to the dump. You know, I saved it. It's crazy.
Is plywood still going
up? It's so expensive. We've talked about this multiple times, but it's not getting better.
Mm.
And may I remind you that my stupid truck... $100 to fill for 3.5 days of driving.
Oh, my God.
$100.
Oh, yeah. I saw gas out here. I'm starting to see stuff that starts with a 5.
No.
I was on the west side. I was driving through, like Sunset. Like,
what were you doing over there?
Whatever.
Getting fancy or what?
Just getting fancy.
Yeah, you were.
And it's saw a gas station had a 5
God.
On the front. God damn.
Why didn't anyone tell me in this camp to get a hybrid truck? Why didn't they do this?
I don't know. Someone should have controlled you.
I know.
You got
impulse
it. You
control
understand.
Issues. I know.
Kyle, 43, yeah. Walnut Creek.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hi, guy.
Hi, guy.
So I moved in my house about 5 years ago. The owner before us basically did a remodel flip, and it's been great. And then probably like a week ago or so, we have engineered wood all over the house except for the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And right in the corner of the kitchen, like the cabinets come out, there's a dishwasher and there's a cabinet in the corners. We've noticed there's a little spot that's somewhat heavy foot traffic with two little kids, and there's a creek every time we walk on it. And I'm just trying to figure out what my my options would be. What would you suggest? I'm assuming this is, you guys are talking about plywood expenses. I don't want this to get too pricey, but just want to get your thoughts.
Is it a raised foundation?
Yes, it is.
You have access to get underneath it, like crawl space, basement, something
no.
like that? Couldn't make it.
And the, wait, and the floors that are squeaking?
Hold on. What if you were porn from Honduras? Could you make it under there? I bet you could.
I probably could.
Hondurian? These are jobs white people won't do.
Look how he sheepishly admitted that if he were from Honduras, he could do it.
He'd probably be down 40 pounds, too. How much space you reckon you got in that? I mean, what I'm saying is like, hey, man, if you got to get a plumber under there, he's going to get under there.
Yeah.
Right? Kyle?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think anyone could, to be completely honest with you.
Kyle, have you tried?
I find it a little, look, I'm not calling you a liar, yeah. Kyle. But it's a little bit dubious that they would build a raised foundation
without
a little access to get up under there.
Or the, you know.
Then maybe it's not a raised foundation.
Oh, boy.
Is it, when you stop on the floor, on the floor, Kyle, does it feel like it's a solid cement substrate underneath that? Or can you hear like the hollow sound?
I think it's solid.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. What year's the house?
It was originally built in 1950 and then remodeled in 2015.
Slab. That's right on the edge of a slab.
So,
date-wise.
So I just had a situation where I put a subfloor on a slab and it was squeaking, and then I had to pull the plywood back up and then reattach the sleepers to the subfloor, which was concrete. So that made it squeak. So is it like that kind of thing, or
no.
is it glue down?
He has
like,
no idea.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle. When you walk around the outside of your house, do you see any of those like kind of vents that, you know, big access panel vents, hatch things that are around the outside?
At the bottom?
Yeah, at the bottom, like right by the ground.
No.
No.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So you figure you're on a slab.
Probably, yeah.
And the floor is squeaking on top of the slab, right?
Correct.
And is this an engineered floor you're talking about, or is this a real hardwood floor?
No, this is the engineered floor.
All right.
So then maybe it's squeaking from not enough perimeter. You know how you have to leave, you know, an eighth inch on all sides of it. So if it expands and contracts, it doesn't hit the baseboard. Is it squeaking from directly under the floor or the side where the baseboards are?
I think it's, I mean, it's right on the corner of the baseboards, but I think it's the floor, but it's tough. I mean, it's.
All right. And it's a natural wood finish, stain, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. A couple thoughts. Why don't you get some talcum powder and just pour it over
the top? I was
going to
go there.
Really,
you are a genius.
Just sweep it in.
But remember that there are some lawsuits occurring with talcum powder in the genital area.
That's
so be careful where you put the talc.
Yeah. How's your fallopian tube been doing?
That's what I wanted to know.
I mean, it depends on the day.
All I got for you is talcum powder, unless you wanted to try to drill some holes and squirt some silicone or something.
Or take off the baseboard and then pull up some flooring and see if you can figure it out that way.
Kyle's not up to that challenge. Kyle, let's go with just dump talcum in the grooves and work it in with like a paintbrush.
But for the love of God, keep it out of your
fallopian tubing away.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. There is Ramsey's. Ramsey's starting to work on a staircase inside of his house, trying to move it over a few feet. Well, that sounds like a challenge.
That's the name. Ramses is the name of the wrestler from Nacho Libre, which I just watched last night with my son, which was
really
fantastic. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, please watch that movie.
All right. Let me tell you about J.B. Weld. J.B. Weld, world's strongest bond, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Pros and DIYers have trusted it for 50 years plus. You don't need a pro. You got J.B. Weld. Proud to have J.B. Weld Epoxy Adhesive as our sponsor. I personally know the owner. Hung out with these guys in SEMA. Had a great time. Told them to come on board, and here they are. It's great for auto and DIY projects, crafts, plumbing, marine, and more. And you can use it on metal, wood, plastic, glass, ceramics, just about any material.
Good
There's
stuff.
There's a J.B. Weld product for you. I fix Sonny's tennis shoe with one product, Stromer. Fixes wet saw with another. J.B. Weld just acquired Herculiner, by the way, the original DIY truck bed liner. So if you're looking for the world's strongest truck bed liner, Herculiner has you covered, right, Matt?
J.B. Weld is available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, Napa, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And remember, J.B. Weld epoxy products are proudly made in the USA. J.B. Weld, world's strongest bond.
Let's talk to Ramsey's. Ramsey's?
Hello.
Hi, guy.
Ramsey's.
How are you gentlemen doing today?
Fantastical.
Oh, I'm so happy to talk to you. Listen, I'm dealing with an issue. Are you guys dog people by any chance?
Well, are you kidding me?
I love dogs.
So do I.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, mine drowned. Did I tell you that? My dog drowned.
Really?
Yeah, I found him in the pool. I had to push her to the shallow edge with the pool sweep.
Oh, Jimmy,
drag her,
Jimmy Kimmel's dog drowned,
drag
too.
Her to the grave, put the lime from
How
the
How old were you?
She must have been like 15, 14 maybe.
And you were?
This was like 2-3 months. This was my hell
really?
Year off. Yeah.
Was she blind or something?
I think she was so old. I think she got scared when the wind picked up and hit the umbrella by the pool. And then must have fallen in overnight or something. I don't know.
And you found her in the morning?
Found her in the morning.
Oh, man.
God, it was bad.
That is depressing.
And you know what? Dug the grave. and I'd been so good with trenching from making the sprinkler system. Uh-huh. Dug the grave, woke up my son, said, the dog's dead. You got to help me drag her to the grave.
How big's the dog?
Wait, what? My 23-year-old's like, what the fuck?
How big is the dog?
It was a big Labradoodle, right?
Oh.
And then I had to buy the, because I watched Sopranos for years, yeah. I bought the lime, of course.
Nice.
Put the lime in the grave, but the rigor mortis had set and couldn't get the dog limb down.
Oh, man.
God, it was so bad.
Oh.
Anyway, Ramses, go ahead, sir.
Anyways. You know, I'm moving to this new house in Iowa, and let me just put it this way. The staircase is so steep, the only dog that could get up there is Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have a pretty normal-sized dog, but this dog can't get up there, you know. I'm just looking for maybe some help, where to start, how to fix a staircase. Would you guys kind of know anything about that?
Well...
Stairs is my middle name.
You want to change the pitch on it?
I'm sorry?
You want to change the pitch on the staircase? You want to make it less of a grade?
Longer and more gradual.
Yeah. Right now, only Triumph the Insult Dog can get up it, which, I mean, Adam, you'd know about since you put peanut butter all over yourself for him that one time.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do.
This is not, he's not really a homeowner who's experienced trouble.
No.
He's called merely to insult me.
And buy your peanut butter.
That's not a great joke, Ramses.
Yeah.
And also, it's not really that damning because Triumph is a puppet. You know? So it'd be weird if we did it with the Labradoodle.
Yeah.
Especially the dead Labradoodle.
The dead one. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. And look at you, Ramses. You call. We answer your call in good faith.
Yeah.
Stromer opens up.
I open up with a very emotional moment.
A very emotional song, a very emotional discussion about his dog and his Viking funeral it gave him.
The drowning.
And the drowning.
Fire, the fire,
and now
the
here
fire.
You are making jokes about Triumph the Insult Wonder
That's
Dog.
Correct.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ramses.
It's dark out there.
You need to take a long look in the mirror, my friend. Oh, my God.
Stromer.
Stromer took a picture of the dog.
Oh.
Just.
Stromer.
Floating. Look. I can see.
See?
He went full Shatner's wife.
Imagine
met the same fate.
Look at the horror.
Oh. Oh, my God.
This is my life. This was my 2021.
Oh, my God.
My colon, my fucking dog, my mom fell in the nurse. She's in the nursing home, which some say was the best thing that ever happened. Anyway.
All right. First off, why didn't the dog come in at night? I'm not pointing fingers.
No, I think
I
it
am
was
asking
not.
Questions.
Well, we have a doggy door.
Oh, okay.
You know, we had a doggy door. And everybody keeps now saying, it's time for another dog. And I'm like, it's not. We're not doing it now. I can't.
Jimmy's dog, Fluffy, met the same fate.
Really? What happened?
He had a blind poodle when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And Fluffy ended up in the pool the same way.
Did it scar him as well?
The incident didn't scar him, but me laughing about it, I think, scarred him. Because when he said the dog's name was Fluffy, I burst out in laughter.
How could he not?
Yeah. So I think it was more my reaction.
I understand.
Fluffy.
I got it.
Yeah.
But these are tough times.
These are tough
times. You know, pioneer scenarios. You know, I didn't want to call.
This is Donner.
I didn't want to call in the guy from the place with the thing.
Donner Pass kind of shit.
Of course.
Yeah. That's
if this were
deal.
The 1800s, I would have been frying up this poor animal.
I know.
Right?
And then they would have fried your ass
That's
up
right.
after you expired.
You know it.
All right. You got a... call, question, vid.
Yeah, we got a video, or rather an email question, and you can email us, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. Go to aceontheroof.com if you want to see pictures. We will not be posting pictures of Stromer's dead dog. Please do not ask for those, you sick fuck. All right, here
we go. Wait, what else could I do?
Take the dog out.
I had to be like, come on, people have to understand this year. Look at this horrible thing that happened.
You have to chronicle it for insurance purposes.
Don't I?
Yeah.
That's right.
Or for your comedy podcast.
That's right. So here's an email question from Mike in Culver City. Hey, Ace Man and Stromer, my wife and I own a home in Culver City and we're looking to do some remodeling to the backyard. Mm-hmm. While the current upkeep is simple, the space is pretty barren and concrete heavy. We would be interested in adding some grass, trees, seating, additional shade. Mm-hmm. The pool needs a complete remodel, plumbing, coping, plaster. We're thinking about adding a jacuzzi. What are your thoughts on adding a deck directly outside of the French doors that lead to the patio, or extending the balcony on the second floor with access from the backyard? Seen a lot of your work. Appreciate your aesthetic and eye for detail. Any suggestions are welcome. Get it on.
Well, thank you, astute questioner, a caller, a videographer. So you see a lot of this in SoCal, maybe everywhere, these sort of
enormous
concrete jungles.
Amount of cement.
Like they
That's
just
right.
go, I don't want to deal with the lawn anymore, and they just pave it all in, and it just looks like fried hell.
It does.
It really
and
is.
And it gets hot. It's hot as hell.
It really is a bad look. Yeah. So I'm all for jacking out a lot of that concrete.
Let me say one thing, though. So yes, I agree with you, but I would not get rid of it. I would jack it out tastefully in areas where you would make planters.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to lose the concrete 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Okay, so let's make some saw cuts.
Right.
And wet saw cuts and kind of figure out where we want the jacuzzi and the planters and stuff like that.
Right.
Deck's great, but you can put the deck over the slab if you got a little room.
Yeah,
height-wise, I don't know. You probably got about 4 or 5 inches there. You could probably do something like that. The deck up top is good. I find you'd probably use the deck down below a little more often. And, you know, I would do the least amount of concrete jacking as possible.
Right.
And if I could run that deck on top of that slab out those French doors on the first floor, I would try to figure out a way to do that. There's an elevation issue. You may only have about 4 inches to deal with.
You're going to have to then, you know, make the sleepers level for the decking, obviously, because they'll be all that concrete will be graded.
Right.
So the most difficult aspect of it would be getting posts into that or laying sleepers on top and making it all level.
Mm-hmm.
That's the decking challenge.
Yeah, got to definitely go with the pressure treated lumber for the sleepers, and you know, go with some decking system on there, and you know, pools can be fun to design. I've done one pool. You know, go online, see a bunch of different pictures and shapes and cool things. You know, the thing about pools is you get kind of one shot at it, and then once the gunite goes up, you don't get another shot. So if you want to do things like have two lights in the pool versus one light, you know, in the pool at the end, or put two in the side or something like that, you know, now's the time to do it.
There's also, I've seen a lot of these lately too, and I actually did one job where we did an above ground, believe it or not, an above ground Michael Phelps jacuzzi. Have you seen these? They're like 15 feet long.
The swim pools?
Yeah, by 8 feet.
Pools.
I mean, it's actually a huge hot tub for lack of a better description. If you're not going to really do laps, sometimes you can make those overground pools buried in a deck, so that it actually looks like it's a little bit sunken and it's way less money to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You should take a look at some of those. They're pretty cool, actually. My friend's got one. I actually like it.
Same Michael Phelps, because it has the jets that you swim against.
Yeah, there's one that has jets for resistance, but it's more like just the blueprint of this huge tub that can also act as a lap pool where you're swimming stationary. But if you have little kids, they literally can swim back and forth and it feels like enough water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really manageable because you can put a lid on it and then have a hot tub for mom and dad. But it's not 50 grand. It's more like 15.
Right. Yeah. Probably burns a few kilowatts. I'm guessing with that.
That's kind of cool though, right?
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Probably never do it, but it's kind of
You'll
cool.
never do it. No,
but
I
would.
But it looks good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so you know, go online, take a look at a whole bunch of stuff that looks cool, and what I do is I tend to put together like the Oprah dream board, you know what I mean? So you go online and you print out a bunch of pictures and you physically glue them up and you make this whole mosaic on your wall.
It's a great idea.
On a piece of foam core or something of like, these are the colors I like. Here's some of the plants I like. Here's some of the hardscaping I like. Here's some pool shapes I think would work, you know, and just kind of put them all up there.
Don't be afraid to dream is what you're saying.
Do not be scared to dream. No. Never give up on your dreams.
No.
And don't let anyone tell you who to love.
It's a very good point. You know what I mean?
Or how to love.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't tell someone who to love.
No.
Or how to love. I'm glad this message is finally starting to get out because I would constantly reprimand people how they were loving.
You're not loving right.
You're right. Now I realize it's up to them.
That's exactly right.
I should
right.
no longer intervene.
You don't need to say it.
Especially at the lumber yard.
That's right.
You go down to Anawalt back in the day.
Yep.
You can get yourself some trouble in the hardwood section.
You fighting over trim.
Some
what could be
guy's
worse?
Guy's got him red wing boots on. He's got a tape measure on his belt. Big I'm going to tell him how to love.
And you're going to say, well, who you should love different.
I got some recommendations on how to love. I knocked that shit off.
Yeah, you did.
Message.
Well,
because
you were
sent.
Almost hurt by a man, weren't you?
I've been burned a couple times. All right, Stromer, take care of your last piece of business.
Do you own or do you rent your home? Well, sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. Now, it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your house. Just go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It is GEICO easy. That's GEICO. Yeah, that's right. Geico.com. Visit them today. Geico.com.
All right. This Friday, Saturday, I'll be in Golden, Colorado.
Finally. I've been waiting for this.
At the Buffalo Rose.
Let's do one more rendition of Rocky Mountain High. You ready?
Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Okay. July 3rd, Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
There's another.
We got to book you in places where there are song lyrics.
I just said Alaska.
There is no song for Alaska.
North to Alaska. Come on, the rush is on.
You're right.
Come on, there's an Alaska song.
I didn't
song.
Know. I'll learn it next time. Got it.
All right, going to Raleigh, Carolina, North Carolina.
Carolina on my mind.
Going to Carolina on my mind. Yeah.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. There's always something.
That's a song. Going to, that's a
Isn't that a James Taylor
James
song?
Taylor yeah, song, yeah. Carolina. My, yeah. Then I'm going to Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minneapolis. There's no song.
Please come to Boston.
Yeah,
then
you
go
there?
To Minneapolis to
Are
meet
you going
my parents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What is a Minnesota song? I guess we'd have to sing a Prince song.
We'll find something. Yeah.
Anyway, stand Purple up life. Everywhere. Just go to AdamCarolla.com. What do you got? Oh, Stormy, you don't got anything.
I got nothing.
You're going on tour.
I'm going to
carry your
carry my kids' jocks around. You know, nobody wears those anymore.
I know.
I'm sad about that.
Maybe that's because no one could carry them.
That's a good point.
Until next time, Adam Carolla for Eric Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
This is Corolla Digital.